Well, here it is, the dead of winter, and we're already talking summer theater. In specific, we are talking about the Fairfield Summer Theater, and joining me is the president and managing director, Ryan Heinrich. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Now, the reason we're talking about summer theater now is because you have a special event coming up called A Night of Broadway and Hot Chocolate.
That's correct.
And this is your fifth annual event. Give us a little bit of what people can expect when they come to see A Night of Broadway and Hot Chocolate.
Sure. It's two acts of Broadway shows, songs, and at intermission, we serve complimentary hot cocoa and treats. And we have 19 performers, all Fairfield Summer Theater alumni, all volunteer, and do about an hour and 45 minutes of material, and that's it.
When putting together an event like this where people are coming in and doing a variety of different songs, is this something that you and your team put together? These are the songs, who wants to sing what, who's auditioning for what, or do the performers come in with suggestions?
Well, it's a little bit of both. If I'm not as familiar with a performer, I will kind of feel them out, ask them for some suggestions and see what they do best. But for the most part, I've worked with everybody. I kind of know what they do, and I try to pick material that I think suits them best. And sometimes I'll sit on a song for 3 or 4 years and say, I really want that song in the show, but I'm not able to get it to work this year. So this year, there's a few songs like that I'm really excited are in the show this year that I've been wanting to use for a while. But it's a little bit of both.
And, of course, you are very familiar with the alum because you have been the principal director of your shows over the past 8 years.
Yes. This is the fifth year I've done the Hot Chocolate, but I think I've done 7 of the summer shows in a row now. So
it must be very exciting to be bringing a group of people together to not only raise money for your theater, but also to celebrate Broadway and to have a night of singing and camaraderie and hot cocoa.
That's right. I mean, any time we can get people to the theater is a good time for us. So we typically do 1, maybe 2 shows in the summer, and we kind of have the whole rest of the year off. And we're performers, and we like to perform. So we're like, let's get another event in there. Not to mention we could use a fundraiser. So it kind of fits two needs.
What are some of the songs we'll be hearing?
Well, the first act, we have 2 themes. So I like to do little themes for each act. The first act is called Stephen, 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 and it's all songs by Stephen Sondheim, Stephen Schwartz, and Stephen Flaherty. And the second act is all songs from British musicals. So there'll be a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber, songs from Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera. So songs like As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard or Someone Else's Story from Chess. Really big songs that people are familiar with. And I like to pepper in some songs that people maybe aren't familiar with because I think they're good songs and they stand on their own and people should hear them.
Do you find your performers wanting to reprise songs that they've done in the musicals they performed in, or are they always looking for something new?
I hope that they're looking for something new, but sometimes people want to do things that they performed, and if they're really good at it, I want them to do that too. So we did Ragtime last summer. So a girl by the name of Kayla O'Connor, who is a CCM musical theater student. She played the part of Mother last year, and she had this big Act 2, 11 o'clock number called Back to Before, and it just couldn't not be in the show this year. So it's in Broadway and Hot Chocolate because I know she wants to do it, everybody wants to hear it, and we're really excited about it.
Now, as I said, you guys perform in Fairfield at the Fairfield High School Theater, and that's one of the reasons you started this company.
Right. In 1998, I believe the high school opened and it was this big, beautiful modern theater. And it was the founders really thought it's kind of sad that it sits empty all summer long. So they started a summer theater for the community and that's how it was born.
And it's actually recently expanded its season. For several years, it was doing a single musical in the summer. This past year, you actually did 2 musicals.
Yeah, it's hard to grow out of the summer, so we're trying to think how can we grow within the summer. So there is a studio theater in the high school as well, so we did a large musical Ragtime in the main stage, and then in the studio theater the following week we did the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and we are maybe 2 shows in our future again this summer, but we haven't nailed that down exactly yet.
The high school is actually very convenient to get to because it's right off of Dixie Highway.
That's right. Anybody who's can travel down 275, can get to the high school pretty easily. It's only about 3 or 4 miles right up Dixie Highway off of 275.
Now, you do primarily musicals,
mm-hmm.
and you use a lot of local talent
right.
from all over. As you mentioned, Kayla from CCM, but you use a lot of people from the theater scene up in Hamilton and around Fairfield and all over the area.
Yes. And this past summer, we started attracting a lot of people from Dayton. One of those, Mike Embry, Dayton professional actor, does a lot of shows at the Human Race and such. He's also going to be performing in A Night of Broadway and Hot Chocolate. A lot of people who have been at Fairfield Summer Theater for 16 years since its existence, they'll be performing as well. So we try to get a nice mix of people who are locally in the Fairfield-Hamilton area and then expanded out into the Cincinnati-Dayton area as well.
And you have the benefit in the summertime of actually being able to attract a few of the performers from over at Kings Island who are actually from out of town.
That's right. Kayla O'Connor, like I said, who was in Ragtime last year, she's a stalwart of the Kings Island scene. And we had, three or four last year in Ragtime, but she's, I think, the only one that's in Broadway and Hot Chocolate this year.
Now, you've mentioned that there are a number of songs you've been wanting to have in A Night of Broadway and Hot Chocolate. I'm sure there are also a number of musicals that you have that you would like to do over the next several years out at the Fairfield Summer Theater. Any indication of what we might see this season and in future seasons?
Yes, we have decided on the main stage show for the summer. So we are going to be doing Jesus Christ Superstar this summer. We like to pick big shows that people have heard of but maybe haven't seen a ton of times around here. So that's why we did Ragtime, and we had done Spamalot the year before. We were the first in the area to get to do Spamalot. And we don't think a lot of people have seen Jesus Christ Superstar not on the big screen, or at least in the last few years. So we're excited to do that. And we may do a second show in the Studio Theater, but that's undecided at this time.
Now, in terms of your support staff, your designers, your box office, are these people who volunteer their time? Are these people who are like on staff, or where do they come from?
We hire for the show every year, and a lot of the staff are paid professionals. So last year, our set designer was a guy by the name of Gabriel Firestone. He was a recent graduate of CCM, and we hired him to design Ragtime. And in the midst of that, he had to go off to Massachusetts and work at the Williamstown Theater Festival. And now all of a sudden, he's helping on the set for On the Town on Broadway. So that's one example of the kind of people we like to bring in, local talent who's on the rise, who we think who could really help us and we could help with their next step in their career.
Well, it sounds like a great night of Broadway music and hot cocoa. Well, we can't beat that combination.
We don't think so.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, President and Managing Director of the Fairfield Summer Theater, Ryan Heinrich. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
For more information on A Night of Broadway and Hot Chocolate and the upcoming production of Jesus Christ Superstar at the Fairfield Summer Theater, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.